O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre. Stray FM's Family Show.
So today on the Stray FM Family Show, we are going to be focusing on men's health, which is very topical at the moment. We've got Father's Day coming up this Sunday as well. And it's common that men don't often go to the doctor to get themselves looked at, checked when they're not feeling too well. Now today we're going to be focusing on that. We're here at O'Connor Chiropractic in Harrogate, and I'm joined by, we have Jason and Keith, who are both patients here. Hello guys.
Hi.
Hiya.
And we've also got Jason O'Connor from O'Connor as well. Hello Jason.
Hi Ben.
Now guys, we're going to be telling your stories today about what brought you along to the chiropractic in Harrogate in the first place. So, Jason, shall we start with you? What is it that first brought you along to O'Connor?
Well, I've suffered with bad backache for about 2 years now. I'm a barber, so I'm on my feet most of the day. And I've done everything, or I did everything to try and get rid of it. And I heard O'Connor's advert on Stray FM, actually, which is what brought me here. And I've been under Jason now for nearly 9 months. And the improvements are immense. I was taking ibuprofen and I was taking paracetamol 3 to 4 times daily, first thing in the morning, last thing at night, during the day. And I was kind of reliant on the pain relief. I'd also been to a sports massage therapist a couple of times to see if they could sort it out, and nothing were working. But as of now, I don't take any tablets whatsoever. I can actually stand up straight and twist my torso without pain. But most importantly, I can sleep on the night. I used to sort of toss and turn and not be able to sleep. And like I say, 9 months down the line, things are much, much, much better.
Well, we've got Jason here as well. Now, Jason, as he said, he's a barber and has been a barber for a long time. And I'm guessing that sort of job, when you're standing, your back's and your shoulders in different positions throughout the day, and I'm guessing that's had a massive impact on his back.
Yeah, there's the physical stress, which is obviously quite heavy with that type of work, but also it's like the mental, emotional stress. And again, men are not great at talking about these things. And Jason runs, you know, a very successful business. And I think there's the pressures of that, and obviously working those long hours. And I think it's a combination of both of those, and how then you put your own health last. And it only got, when he was in crisis and got to a stage where he was struggling to work, that he came in. And it's great to see Jason now that, yeah, he's doing his work fine, but he's also a lot healthier, lost a lot of weight, and just looking more positive about life. You know, and that's what the chiropractic care is about. It's not just about an achy back or an achy neck, even though I think his neck movement's about doubled since he started. But it's being able to live your life to your full and at your, you know, your optimal health. Yeah. But the first thing we did was we did a full health check, and we could see there was lots of challenges with Jason, not just the achy back. So we did X-ray and we saw, you know, chronic degeneration in both his neck and his lumbar spine, a lot of weight imbalances, but also things, some signs of cardiovascular strain as well. And looking at that, those health challenges, you can see why I think heart disease is number one killer in men. And interestingly, you know, the number one cancer that kills men is prostate cancer. And with Jason, the area of his spine, L5, that was where there was most degeneration and disc degeneration and joint degeneration. So the nerve flow was being affected considerably there. So he was getting, yeah, back pain, spasm, satiety, those kind of common symptoms. But also he wasn't aware that that's the main nerve supply to the prostate gland as well. So I think a lot of men, they might think, oh, it's my age, I'm going to the toilet more, those type of things. But the amount of men who come in with back pain, but then they've also got those other challenges, and not only are the health improved, the back pain improves, but yeah, they're not getting up to the toilet 3, 4, 5 times a night anymore. And I think people just don't get that connection between the health of their central nervous system and the health of all the organs in the body.
So I hurt my back in the gym. So I'm one of those classic people that I never go to a doctor, I never seek any medical health unless it's really serious. So this was a really serious instance. It's from squatting. I think I herniated a disc because the next day I couldn't walk. I just about managed to hobble into O'Connor Chiropractic though to book in and get some sessions. I know I'm a bit of an analyst by day as a job, so I researched the marketplace in terms of chiropractic. People that are out there. What was vitally important to me was someone that had the state-of-the-art equipment and services all on site. We're all busy. I couldn't wait for x-rays to be going off to come back. But also, I sort of bought into the ethos and the holistic approach to trying to find the root cause of the problem rather than just dealing with the actual issue that I had. And I really saw that. And actually, there's been a couple of interesting finds as we went through it. So I've always thought the herniated disc was just through gym, but actually through the full fab sort of health check and history, it transpired that perhaps I had a very bad motorbike accident many years ago, which pretty much broke most of the bones in my face. And also I'd had sort of what I'd call IBS related symptoms, so constantly bloated. And actually, as Jason unraveled all of the test results, it could all be linked to that initial crash. And actually, since having all of the tests, not only is my lower back better, I can walk and not hobbling, which is brilliant, I've had no IBS-related symptoms.
It wasn't just when he picked the weight up in the gym, that was the final straw. So it's actually saying, well, actually these weaknesses have been building for a long time, and analysing that. And I could say, like he was saying, they often just ignore it, you know, take a quick painkiller, that type of thing. And it's no surprise that men live on average, I think, say 8 years less. And because of that, because I think women are much better at talking about things with each other, going and get checks. So it took a crisis before that happened. And I think, you know, we've luckily he got in early enough, and we're never going to get his spine perfect, but we've certainly got it healthier, functioning better. What we're running here at the clinic through June is a men get checked offer. So any men, and I'm probably speaking to the wives as well, because that's more likely who they're going to get booked in by. But yeah, they can ring the clinic, quote Stray men get checked offer, then get £50 off all those tests that we just talked about that both Jason and Keith had. And just, as I say, just find out what's going on. You don't know what you don't know. And then no obligation, you can decide whether you want to take up care in our clinic and help us take care of you.
Brilliant. So if there's any men or wives, as you said, listening that want to find out more about O'Connor Chiropractic and want to find out more about that offer as well, where can they go?
A great place is our website, o'connorchiro.co.uk. We also have a Facebook page where we're going to be putting this recording on there and link to the offer. Or you can call us on Harrogate 200020.
Brilliant. Well, Jason, Keith and Jason, thanks for joining us today. As we said, it's raising awareness for men's health and getting us down to get checked out rather than our wives doing it for us. So thank you all, gents, for talking to me today.
O'Connor Chiropractic Family Wellness Centre on Stray FM's Family Show.